First District Congresswoman Shelley Pingree's vowing to protect the Affordable Care Act when she returns to Congress in January. At a press conference in Portland today, Pingree and supporters of the federal health law denounced the recent court ruling in Texas that found the ACA unconstitutional. Patty White has more.
When Congress reconvenes next year, Representative Pingree says that she and her colleagues in the Democratic majority will pass a resolution that will allow the House to defend the Affordable Care Act during the appeals process. Pingree also expects lawmakers to submit bills to protect what she calls important pillars of health care established by the ACA.
Protecting people with pre-existing conditions, keeping your kids on your plan till you're 26, Medicaid expansion, working to close the Medicare Part D donut hole for seniors.
Pingree spoke at a press conference at Portland restaurant Little Giant. Owner Brianna Volk says being able to buy insurance from the ACA marketplace gave her and her husband the security they needed to start their business, which includes a bar at another location and employs about 50 people.
That is what healthcare security is about, allowing people the ability to work towards their goals, invest in the community, and care for their family without the worry of healthcare costs that could skyrocket unexpectedly.
Volk and other advocates of the ACA at the press conference criticized Republican Senator Susan Collins for voting for the tax bill last year that repealed the ACA's tax penalty for the individual mandate. That repeal was the basis for the lawsuit challenging the ACA, brought by 18 Republican state attorneys general and two governors, including Paula Page. The U.S. Supreme Court previously upheld the ACA because of the tax. But on Friday, a U.S. District Court judge in Texas ruled that the loss of the tax renders the law unconstitutional.
This lawsuit is absurd. It's reckless. Most people think it will be overturned.
Pingree says Republicans will have opportunities to, quote, redeem bad votes after promising during the midterm elections that they would protect people with pre-existing conditions.
This is a wake-up call to Republicans generally, whether in the House or the Senate, and if they're going to stand by their promise to make sure that everyone has access to affordable health care, we're going to have to take back some of the things that they voted for in the past, and we're going to give them a lot of good opportunities to vote for good things in the future.
The Affordable Care Act remains in effect for now, but appeals in the case could eventually land the federal law before the Supreme Court once more. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.